Hi, everyone. Before you keep watching, please take into consideration some of these materials are a little sensitive, and I'm not a professional. So if you want professional help, go seek for it and be careful. Some of these subjects can be sensitive. Thank you and enjoy the show. Welcome to another episode of Dare to Think. On this episode, I'm going to talk about something that is very much affecting my life and that has affected my life for a very long time. Like I told you, this is a moment for me of psychological change and of appreciation of the things that I've gone through in my life. And I think that one of those things is anger. Creo que todos hemos tenido ese sentimiento de arrechera absoluta en alguna situación. Me pasa a menudo cuando juego fútbol y siento que el árbitro hizo algo que no tenía que hacer o cuando pierdo el Madrid. Pero también hay momentos en nuestras vidas en las que anger itself is a much more important emotion, and it's very much less petty. Quiero empezar por decir que, especialmente los hombres, en este punto, por lo menos siento yo que tenemos esta percepción, o nos han dado esta percepción, de que estar arrechos y sentirse y expresar nuestro disgusto hacia ciertas cosas está mal. And I think that that is the literal definition of Freudian repression. You should not repress the emotions that you feel. This episode is all about feeling angry and how it's okay to feel that way. You should validate your negative emotions, and there's a very good reason. Siento que en mi vida me ha pasado que cuando pasan cosas negativas, mi respuesta siempre es stuff it down under and use it as fuel to do something better, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it just means that you don't end up actually dealing with the emotions that you have at that moment. Entonces, ¿qué pasa? Yo básicamente agarro esta motivación de, digo, mis papás se divorciaron. Y mis papás se divorciaron y yo me convertí en el mejor estudiante que fui durante todo el colegio. So I got straight A's on every subject, and I just threw myself into my studying. The same thing happens to me whenever I go into something bad happens to me. Like, for example, I didn't pass math in my last year of high school. And so I didn't pass math. I studied enough to pass. And then when I did, I just spent a month, 2 months of my life just partying, which was very nice and was a good experience to have. But what I was doing was stuffing down every single emotion I had. And it was some of the most fun times of my life, but it was also some of the most destructive emotional times of my life. It just was a time where I hurt myself and other people in ways that I wish it hadn't. And it's, I think, accredited in many ways, first of all, to me, because I was just a kid who really didn't have much control over myself in many ways. And I just, for anybody who's listening from that time, if I ever did anything to you, I'm really just sorry. But in general, it was just a time where I was trying to run away from myself. And I think that part of that reason is that we were taught to just not express our emotions, especially if they were negative. Like, if you're happy, si estás feliz y quieres gritarlo por los techos de la ciudad, increíble, buenísimo. But if you're angry, sad, or discontent, like, the closest thing that we had was chismear. Like, oh my God, this person did this or whatever, but not actually addressing the core of those really negative emotions that you have. There is a project in, I think it's Australia, they started this public health thing where they were trying to get people to get to go to the psychologist. And it turns out that most women did go to the psychologist, but most men didn't. Most men basically avoided the appointments and decided not to go. And then the government had this bunch of money that we're going to put into this. And they said, look, they called the psychologist, I don't remember his name, and they said, look, I want you to try and find a solution to this problem. And the guy basically created a project called Build Your Shed or something like that, where they basically have like this area where they create a building, some type of building, whether that be for the public services, like, I don't know, housing or a soup kitchen or whatever. And basically what they do is they do it every week, or I think it's every day now, I'm not sure. And just men and anybody who really wants to go just goes there and builds. Like, constructs a building and nails some, you know, boards with nails and then puts on some plywood and then works. And it turns out that they saw a significant development psychological development in these people, because most of them are men who are, I don't know, 30, 40, 50, who are just lonely and who didn't have anybody to talk to, but they didn't really want to. The way that they made friends wasn't by going to a psychologist and talking to people, or by going to, you know, these social gatherings. Their way was to do an activity together that they felt had a purpose, and then sharing their experiences with those people after they had proved to, you know, have some of their similar values. One of those things that people don't talk about the most in anger is the fact that it just seems not to be okay for us. It just seems like toxic masculinity. Like, if you are angry at something and you express your feelings in that way, you're just bad. And I think there is a right way to express your negative emotions, and I think there's a right way to do things. I believe everyone should allow themselves to cry out of anger, or I think that everybody should allow themselves to confront somebody, even if it comes from a place of anger, as long as you've thought it through. I think the dangerous thing about anger is that thing that happens to you in a football field. So if you're playing a soccer game, and one of your friends, and this happens to me often, o sea, se los he dicho a los de mi equipo en algún momento, oye, vi cómo te hicieron esta falta, y lo que me provocaba, o sea, me imaginaba en mi cabeza el ir and like lay somebody down flat. And that moment isn't real me. That moment isn't something that is in concordance with my emotions. It's an impulse. What you think isn't who you are. Anger is like a thermometer. It tells you how you feel about certain situations. And what you have to do is, when you feel that anger, if you need to have an emotional response to it that doesn't hurt anyone, go ahead. If you need, for example, one of the people I admire the most in the world, my brother, whenever he gets angry, he just leaves, because he says, I'm angry at you right now. I really just don't want to look at your face, and goes. And then when he's a bit better, he doesn't just bottle up his anger and act like nothing happened. He goes and says, look, you did this, this, and this, and I think that you're pretty shitty for having done that. And half the time people say like, oh, this was a misunderstanding. I didn't know that this mattered to you. You didn't know that I didn't know. And so you got really angry. And then things are solved, and both parties can get back to doing what they were doing before. Now, imagine this picture. Imagine that not only do you answer to this impulsive anger that you have and say, you know what, I'm going to shout at everybody and I'm going to say my things. Imagine that, I don't know, you shout at your best friend and you say 12, 20 things to him and then act like nothing happened. What do you think happens to that person? What do you think happens to you? You get into the cycle of just repressing your anger, not dealing with it, and then acting like the world is fine and like you are operating exactly how you should. O sea, básicamente es como gaslighting yourself into believing que tú no viviste ese sentimiento. Lo importante no es tanto cómo reaccionamos en el momento que estamos bravos. Lo importante es que después and how Peterson says is that you don't become vengeful or resentful, because then you will become very, very bad. Es importante que si en algún momento un profesor te raspó, yo tuve una profesora que fue racista conmigo, y por ser latino, básicamente me raspó en una materia. Y yo, en el momento, estaba demasiado bravo, estaba demasiado frustrado, but I found a way and I found a solution, because there was a real wrong in the world. If I had just taken it and said, you know what, I'm not going to get into any trouble, I'm going to keep my head down, I'm not going to do anything, I would have not only let the teacher get away with the bad thing she was doing, but I would have also just acted like that reality is okay. Anger tells you when a reality isn't okay. The reason why you get angry in a football field when a friend gets a tackle, or when a friend is being, you know, insulted, is because something isn't working. And generally speaking, if the referee comes in and gives him a yellow card, you'll calm down because justice has been served. Before I finish, I want to talk about something. The reason why you shouldn't become vengeful or resentful isn't only because that emotional response is maybe not the most appropriate one. There's two other reasons. The first one is that you should allow yourself to fail. It is totally fine to have an emotional response and then apologize for it. And I don't mean punching somebody in the face and saying, oh, I'm sorry. No, I mean, if you are really angry and
you have to, you know, step aside for a minute and punch some like a tree or shout at a pillow and then leave, you shouldn't be ashamed of that anger. You should congratulate yourself for having dealt with that situation well. The answer isn't to just express your anger without any filter whenever you want. The answer is simply to find a good balance between reading what your anger is trying to tell you and expressing it in a way that doesn't create more anger in the world. If you let anger and the people who live with this angry fear gaslight you into forgetting and thinking that, oh, that person got angry, but they acted like everything was okay, what it does is it just inspires more anger. If you become vengeful, deceitful, you will inspire more anger. I don't think there's anything that can make a person angrier than getting cheated on or sadder than being betrayed. Anger is an emotion that tells us when things are wrong. We should learn to listen to it and to act upon it. I dare you to think a little bit about the way that our society has made us take anger, put it in a box, and just not talk about it. Remember, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcast from. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next week. Bye.